Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. I'm excited about our guest today, Dr. Shawn Patel, founder and CEO of Prep Expert. If that sounds familiar, you might have seen him on Shark Tank, where he secured a deal with Mark Cuban. Prep Expert is a leading online education company that's helped hundreds of thousands of students improve their SAT and ACT scores, get into top colleges, and win over $100 million in scholarships. And Dr. Patel will share some of his story of how he raised his own SAT score from average, get this, to perfect, a perfect score. Has over 20 years experience with SAT prep, has authored over 15 books on test prep and entrepreneurship. He's the expert here, including one co-author with Mark Cuban in his newest book, Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, Winning Strategies to Achieve Your Dream Score. And if that's not enough, he's also a board certified dermatologist, was named one of Inc. magazine's 30 under 30, holds a degree from Yale and USC. I'm out of breath, Shawn, just sharing your credentials, but thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Derek, and thanks for the introduction. Appreciate it.
You bet. So I remember when this came across, when I think your PR person, when they shared with the opportunity to talk with you, as soon as I saw it, I'm like, wait, I've seen this before, because with my 12 and 14-year-old and my wife, we have watched every single episode of Shark Tank because we think it's a great education for them in entrepreneurship. And my kids are speaking that language already. Well, Dad, is that a good deal? Should he held out for this equity percentage? What does that look like in perpetuity? All fun things to do. So let's take a step back a little bit, because you have an interesting childhood and we always like to get to know the person we're talking to. So rather than me read it from your bio, talk to me about how you grew up, what that looked like, the school you went to, all of those kinds of things.
Yeah, so, in terms of my upbringing, I think it's a little bit unique in that I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, where there's not a lot of people who are born and raised there. But I was raised actually in my parents' budget motel. So my dad bought a motel, I think, a couple years after I was born. So that's where I grew up, not in, kind of the flashy strip area of Vegas, in a kind of rundown area. And I spent most of my formative years there. So I ended up going to a lot of urban public schools in the inner city. If you know anything about Vegas, it's not known for its excellent education system. So we had a high school dropout rate of about, I think it was 37% at the time. Wow. So not the best education, but that wasn't really an excuse for me, because my parents valued education. And so I ended up doing really, really well, thankfully, because I had that good upbringing and household. So I did, I got straight A's like many students, A's and B's, good student in math, English, all that stuff. However, I was not a very good standardized test taker. On the very first SAT that I ever took, I only scored around average. And so I ended up spending hundreds of hours in the library studying for the SAT. Eventually, I was able to raise my SAT score by self-studying 640 points. And so that perfect SAT score is something that only 0.02% of all students achieve. So that completely changed my life. I ended up going to top universities, getting $500,000 in college scholarships. So I never had to pay a dime for college tuition, housing, books, food, or any other college related expenses. So it was a great financial decision for me as well. And, I eventually wanted to help other students change their lives through changing their test scores the way that I did. So I started Prep Expert. And in the very first 6-week SAT course that I ever taught, my students had an average score improvement of 376 points, which is equivalent to taking students from the 50th percentile to the 90th percentile. And the rest is history. Now, as you mentioned, we've helped over 100,000 students. We've been on Shark Tank. And happy to talk about all of it here today.
All right, Sean, first of all, incredible story. Let's back up a little bit, okay? I was in the music space for a long time, and I wanted to learn the bass guitar better, and I spent 50 plus hours a week just practicing slap bass when I was a teenager because I wanted to learn how to play like Flea from the Chili Peppers. That was exciting. And as soon as you said that, I'm like, you talked about spending hundreds of hours in the library. I'm like, oh, I was playing my bass, or other kids are playing basketball or doing whatever they're doing. So what is your mindset to say, I'm going to go do this? Was it, how much of it was your upbringing, your parents' influence, and how much of that was just, I'm going to figure that, like, why go spend that much time in the library? What drove you to do that? Because that takes an incredible commitment. And then second question is, what age were you during that time?
Yeah, this is a great question, Derek, and I think it speaks to not just what I did, but what you said many students do, and what probably many business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives listening probably do in their own lives. So what I mean by that is I have a strategy in my book called Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, my new one that I call called Harness Self-Motivation. And what I tell students in that strategy is, you know, there are two types of motivation. There's external motivation and there's internal motivation. External motivation is your parents wanting you to do well on the SAT or in academics. That's external. That rarely works well. Internal motivation or self-motivation is when you want to do well yourself. And in order to develop that internal or self-motivation, you have to have a larger goal. And so my larger goal was I wanted to get into competitive medical programs that allowed me to get accepted into medical school directly out of high school. Those were extremely competitive. They had acceptance rates of less than 5% and average SAT scores of 1500 out of 1600. And so I had a goal that drove me to want to achieve that high SAT score. So I spent hundreds of hours in the library doing it. But if I didn't have that larger goal or that larger mission, it likely I wouldn't have done the activities necessary to achieve that goal. And I think that's true for all of life. You know, whether it's a business goal you have, an entrepreneurship goal, a fitness goal, you got to have something larger driving you to do the hard things. And you know, to answer your question in terms of how old I was around, you know, I started my SAT prep journey around 10th grade, which is what I usually recommend for parents and students because that's when you've got your PSAT or at least the practice PSAT. So it gives you some good practice to get a baseline. And then 11th grade, you know, I was studying, didn't do well a couple more times on the SAT, and eventually 12th grade was able to achieve that perfect score. So it was a journey. It was not an overnight success, and that's how entrepreneurship for me went too.
But similar to entrepreneurship is you can learn from those who have pioneered and fill in the gaps to help you find not substitutes for that motivation. That a lot of people look to that sometimes, and that's tough to do. You've got to have that internally, as you mentioned. But you've created some shortcuts. My daughter's going into 10th grade next year. So this is timely for me as I'm watching and going, we're getting into that season right now. So I'll be a customer for sure, because this is something we is a top priority for us as well. So
Always happy to help. Always happy to help. But yeah, once your student gets to that 9th, 10th, 11th grade, I mean, I'm your guy for everyone listening.
awesome.
Yeah.
Sean, talk about, we won't spend too much time on it. We've had many guests that have been on Shark Tank. A lot of them didn't get a deal. So we won't belabor that whole thing, but I want to hear from you, from your perspective. Like, just give us kind of that Shark Tank experience in a couple minutes of how ready you were. It sounds like the way you prep, you were probably ready for it. And then what was it like in there? I mean, you got to deal with Mark Cuban, which is about as cool as it gets. And you know, he's promoting this business. He's with you in this business. You guys have done a book together, I saw. I mean, to have Mark Cuban in your corner, I'm sure there's all kinds of internal things that we don't know about. To have him in your corner is just, you're one of the few in the world that gets that opportunity.
Yeah, I was really lucky. But you know, luck is where opportunity meets preparation. So you know, I got the opportunity to go on Shark Tank, but I, like you said, I prepped for it very similar to how I prepped for the SAT, and that I probably spent over 100 hours just prepping for Shark Tank questions that they could ask me. I came up with stories that I could tell them because I knew that they don't air every episode, and SAT prep is pretty boring. So I had to have some entertaining personal stories to make sure it
Sure.
was good enough for TV. And so I did a lot of preparation work. And again, I had a larger goal in mind, which was actually I wanted to make a deal with Mark Cuban. That was it. As you said, that's pretty much the best deal you could possibly make,
Right.
in my opinion, out of any of the sharks. And it's been incredible in terms of the deal went through. I know a lot of deals don't go through in due diligence.
Right.
And once the deal goes through, Mark really is in your corner, as you've stated. We've done, we've written books together. We've co-invested in other education companies together. We've hosted entrepreneurship panels. We just did one a couple weeks ago for the Obama Foundation.
Wow.
So it's really, really cool to have Mark Cuban as not only an investor, but an advisor, a mentor, and, yeah, it's really been a dream come true, like you said.
Wow. Exciting. Let me ask you, I mean, any we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are listening. So, it's fun to tell the story. You did the work. You got the deal. It sounds like a fairy tale story. But I know in entrepreneurship there's always highs and lows. I know because I'm involved in what, four companies right now. Some at varying stages, right? And we don't always like to talk about those. People like to talk about the biggest fish they caught. Are there any, you don't have to give me an example of a low, but I want to know your mindset because I really think mindset is so important. And if we have some listening right now, they're going, hey, I'm at a crossroads, or I'm looking through what the next step looks like, or what pushes you through when, because you're a planner and I can tell, does everything, the first part of the question, does everything always go according to plan? I don't think so.
Oh,
When it
rare.
doesn't, how do you stay motivated? How do you stay focused? And how do you mentally and with your heart, like, get through those times that are really the true test of entrepreneurship? Because it's easy when things are going well, right? You can figure out a new accountant or a new investment, those things. But when you're in the trenches and you've got to really decide, do I have the grit and the heart for this? And is this really my true north at this season of my life? How do you personally get through those seasons? What do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a great question. If I had to talk about all my failures in entrepreneurship, with this show would go on for hours and hours. We could talk all
Me
day.
too, my friend. Me too.
But I'd say, I failed as soon as I got into entrepreneurship. The first thing I tried to do was I tried to write an SAT prep book, and I pitched it out to 100 literary agents and publishers. This was, back 12, 13 years ago, before self-publishing was really big. And every single one rejected me. They said the SAT prep market was too competitive, that a book by a perfect scorer would never work. And
Wow.
I had to do what I think entrepreneurs should do when they're facing rejections, when they're facing failure, which is focus on product. So what I did was I just wrote a better and better book. I made better and better curriculum, and then I went out and tested it in the market by, that first 6-week course. And I had that 376 point improvement. And then I was able to go back and say, well, look at these improvements I'm having for students. And eventually McGraw-Hill, the world's largest education publisher, said yes to the book deal. That ended up going number one on Amazon for SAT prep. We sold over 50,000 copies. And so I think that's a really tangible piece of advice when you're facing failure. Obviously, you need to be resilient. Every entrepreneur will tell you that it's, how you bounce back from the failures. But less general advice would be go back and focus on the product and make it as good as possible. Test it, get it into the market, because what really speaks is not your idea, but your results. And being
Right.
able to show those results, because I had an idea at first, right? I had a book proposal. I said, I think this will be good in the market. But then once I went out and I taught it to students and I showed the mass, we had a student improve 1,000 points in the first course. Once I showed the massive results to people, then it was undeniable. And so focus, product is the most important thing as an entrepreneur, because your customers will tell all other customers, and the market will tell you whether it's going to work or not.
Yeah, great advice. Thank you. Hey, we've got a few minutes left. I want to know, talk about your new book. What can readers expect from engaging with you in
Yeah.
that book?
Yeah, so my latest book is something called Prep Expert Digital SAT Playbook, and you readers can find that on Amazon. It's going to be most relevant to parents and students who have high schoolers. It's fully updated for this new digital SAT that just came out in 2024. So I think it's packed with over hundreds of strategies and tips on how to ace the exam. I think it's fantastic. However, another book that I think would be more relevant to your audience of business entrepreneurs and executives is one I wrote a while ago called Self-Made Success: 48 Strategies to Live Happier, Healthier, and Wealthier. If you want to learn more about entrepreneurship, business, wealth, and how I approach it. And then, of course, to parents and students who are looking for digital SAT courses or ACT courses, as I know that's popular in your area, they can find those in our tutoring at prepexpert.com. You can find all of our products and services there.
Find your books there as well, or where's the best place to find your books, Sean?
Amazon's probably the best place, but we have links to the Amazon on our website, prepexpert.com as well.
Perfect. That's prepexpert.com.
Yes.
Sean, anything else you want to share? I mean, I want to be respectful of your time, but I mean, you've given so many great resources. I will say that, a lot of our listeners, yes, the self-made success is important, but so many of us have our kids that are getting to that age where we're trying to figure it out. And man, when I'm looking at how much you got in scholarships, and I'm thinking through my two coming up right now, I'm going, man, that would from a selfish standpoint, I want to get, hopefully they get that internal on their own. But the external, I need to be helping them now on this.
And I think from a business standpoint, it really makes a lot of sense from an ROI, right, to have your student prep for these exams. My favorite part about helping students with their test scores is actually not helping with college admission. I mean, it's nice when we get into great universities, et cetera, but college is getting so expensive. And so my favorite part is helping students reduce or eliminate their college costs through scholarships and financial aid. I love when I get emails from parents and students saying, "I just got a full ride scholarship with 200,000 or 100,000." I mean, is that not worth putting in the 50, 60, 70 hours of effort in a course to get your student score up? I personally think it is. And we've had students win over $1 million in college scholarships, which just makes me, smile ear to ear.
Wow. Dr. Sean Patel, thank you so much for being here today. It's prepexpert.com. Privilege to talk to you. And I know you're just getting started, even though you've done so many great things. So I'm excited to keep following your journey and watching how you continue to impact lives and improve the worlds that you're a part of.
Yeah, thanks, Derek, for having me. This was a really fun conversation, and I hope to do it again soon.
Yeah, exciting. Thanks again.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.